before the war, I was very interested in magical things. In fact, if the war had not come along, I was going to take it up professionally. I did lots of shows at various cinemas and places, and I had a cousin who ran a dancing school in London, and she, the PDSA, People's Association for Sick Animals, used to use all the big London hotels. Once a year, they would loan their ballroom for really a fair. And Lady Tooth Hoddle or something, the Lady of Duchess, used to sell a pot of marmalade for £4 or something. But there was a cabaret she had. And I used to do the shows there. And I can remember getting there, and this is absolutely true. My mother came with me with all my gear. And I think I was about 17 at the time, and we got a taxi from King's Cross to the Dorchester, got into the foyer, and there was a great, great banner across there, Michael Wolfe, the Boy Wonder. I totally appreciate that. I nearly got in the taxi and came back again. I've got one thing I'll pop in if it's not too soon. I had a little dressing room there, and you've got all the gear on. And the first trick was to produce a glass of red wine, or red wine, whatever you like, from a handkerchief. And what you do is you have... If you could imagine shaking a handkerchief, borrowing a handkerchief from the audience and shaking it and doing that, you see, to show both sides. Now you notice that is concealed by that arm, and it also goes inside your jacket. Inside your jacket, on your hooked onto your trousers, with a wire clip, with a glass of wine upside down with a rubber cap on it. So you could take the wine out like that, cover it with a handkerchief, make it come up, take the handkerchief off and the rubber cap, got a glass of red wine, which is an excellent starting thing. You've got other things on you as well, which I can't tell you about where they are. But the first trick to open up, and I had my hit list, as I thought I got billiard balls and handkerchiefs and everything like that, because I thought, right, and on I went. Borrow the handkerchief, and no glass of wine. And if you've ever perspired through grease paint, it's like the top of a rice pudding. Absolutely. I popped that one in, is that all right?
Is that where one of your attributes came in useful? The ability to talk?
Well, that was my difficulty, you see. Being Janet, don't you say a word. You had a lot of patter, obviously. It was mostly to put people off, hoping that they were being put off. But I did find difficulty in talking, as you probably would realise. Okay.